For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is working to get back on employment benefits to applicants following a federal court ruling. The department announced Tuesday a recent order will allow people to get both unemployment benefits and Social Security disability payments. A 2013 law passed under then-Governor Scott Walker prevented Wisconsinites from getting both benefits at the same time, but the August ruling found that to be unconstitutional under the Americans with Disabilities Act. DWD is reaching out to people who may be affected, including those who were denied unemployment because of disability benefits or had it terminated when they went on to benefits. Bond has been set at $50,000 for Judd Frazier, 56, of Boscobel, formerly of Muscadet, by Richland County Circuit Court Judge Lisa McDougall. Frazier was charged Monday with felony murder and a felon in possession of a firearm. He appeared in Richland County Court Tuesday by video from the Richland County Jail. According to court records, attorney John Zitch appeared on his behalf for the bond hearing only. According to Frazier, he has been denied a state public defender. When the court asked him why he is not eligible, he stated that that is what he was told. Due to not being eligible, Zitch asked that the bond be reduced, but the court instructed Frazier to contact them again, letting them know that he will be incarcerated for a while and will have no means to hire an attorney. He was told to ask for another eligibility determination, and if he is denied again, the court will ensure he has an attorney. Judd Frazier is scheduled to appear in court again Friday afternoon. Tapping your card or phone to pay has become second nature for many of us. Contactless payments are quick, easy, and you don't even have to hand your card to anyone. But scammers are finding ways to take advantage of this payment convenience. One growing threat is called ghost tapping, where criminals use wireless devices to steal money without touching your card. Ghost tapping is a scam that targets tap-to-play cards and mobile wallets. Tap-to-play works through near-field communication, which allows devices to exchange data at very close range. While NFC is generally safe, scammers can exploit it in crowded or distracted situations. Unlike previous debit and credit card scams, which required physical contact with the card, ghost tapping eliminates this need. There are occasions where the scammers will attempt to trick unsuspecting individuals in public places. To protect yourself from a tap-to-play scam, use RFID protection. An RFID blocking wallet or sleeve can help stop wireless skimming. Always confirm payment details. Before tapping your card or phone, check the merchant's name and amount on the terminal screen. Set up transaction alerts. Many banks allow real-time notifications for every charge. Keep an eye on your accounts. Daily checks help you spot fraud faster. Limit tap-to-play use in high-risk areas. When in doubt, consider swiping or inserting your card instead. If you're a victim of a tap-to-pay scam, report it immediately to your bank or card issuer and freeze or cancel the affected card. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or 1-800-273-1002. Wisconsin State Representative Tony Kurtz has chosen Dells Delton EMS Deputy Chief Brandon Frederick to receive the First Responder of the Year Award for the 41st Assembly District. Representative Kurtz said, quote, "Deputy Chief Brandon Frederick's dedication to serving our region is incredible. He has served the Dells Delton community for 14 years and serves as a volunteer firefighter for Oxford. He truly understands what it means to put his life on the line for people he serves, and that's why I've chosen him to be the 41st District's First Responder of the Year." On the night of November 20th, 2024, Deputy Chief Frederick was dispatched to a motor vehicle accident on the interstate. While responding, D.C. Frederick recognized road conditions were deteriorating due to light drizzle and near-freezing temperatures. After connecting with the paramedics on scene, he ordered them to move the ambulance to the front of the accident scene while he stayed at the rear to provide early warning and light coverage. Moments later, a westbound semi-truck lost control and struck the back of D.C. Frederick's command vehicle. D.C. Frederick is lucky to be alive. His vehicle was struck only seconds after he got back into his truck and closed the driver door. The impact sent both vehicles crashing through the area where he and two paramedics had been standing between the command vehicle and the ambulance. D.C. Frederick suffered serious injuries as a result of the crash. Thankfully, D.C. Frederick has recovered and returned to full duty in the summer of 2025. Threeley says D.C. Frederick's ability to remain calm under pressure and take immediate life-preserving action is a testament to his skill as an incident commander and dedication to the well-being of his crews. The Community Players presentation of Pride and Prejudice opened last weekend in a refurbished and reconstructed theater at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The Richland County Performing Arts Council worked hard to get the theater ready for the opening of this show. The old seats in place since 1913 had to be removed, along with an antique metal bulbs that were built into the floor to provide air conditioning. The entire floor was then reconstructed out of wood to make a completely new floor plan with greater space between rows. New seats with modern cushioning were then installed. New carpeting followed. The stage and walls of the theater were repainted. The whole building was rigorously cleaned and spiffed up. The production of Pride and Prejudice features 21 performers in period costumes. The play is a retelling of Jane Austen's most popular and well-known book, which has sold over 20 million copies worldwide and spawned many movies and television shows. It follows the fortunes of the Bennett family, where there are five daughters to marry off with limited dowries. The story's focus is the stormy relationship between their second daughter, Elizabeth, and the rich but snobbish Mr. Fitzwilliam Darcy. In addition to the romance, the book is celebrated for its social commentary on the times and witty writing. This weekend will include the venerable Jean Burkett as Lady Catherine de Bourgh. It will be shown Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children under 18. Tickets are only available at the door. Lone Rock Splash Pad will be holding a brat sale at Royal Bank Lone Rock Friday, October 17th from 10:30 to 3. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for 7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of seven series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against the number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.